this.
Stay very well.
their horrors. Resign from music, don't you fly. Go away, little bird, please don't stay.
I throw pebbles in the pond, let the sky go past the surface. Empty my pockets filled with stones, my pockets filled with stones. See the sadness of the sailor, I will scratch his deep blue floor. Already in my years of bad luck, oh, I broke his mirror long before. When I dive into the water, I've raised the bottom to be safe. It's just a shallow grave. Darkness in my neighbor, I found the fire in the frost. I found disease in what's clean, healthy. Oh, I need the guidance of the lost. When I dive into the water, I've raised the bottom to be safe. It's just a shallow grave. Just a shallow grave. It's just a shallow grave.
There are ladies in my life, lovely ladies in these lazy days. And though I never took a wife, may I say that I have loved me one or two. Other people in my past, fading faces in a waking dream. And though they never seemed to last very long, there are faces I remember from the places in my past. I set off the deadhead miles and the insincere smiles. Sometimes I can laugh and cry and I can't remember why, but I still love those good times gone by. Hold on to them close or let them go, oh no. just seem to sing these songs and say I'm sorry for the friends I used to know.
Walking down the road, tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway.
I think all of those songs kind of feel like the same type of therapy that Shannon's talking about, but I think there's a time and place for all of that sort of stuff. You just listened to Ventura Highway by America. Before that was Places in My Past by James Taylor off Mudside Slim and the Blue Horizon. So you got some 70s records there. Before that, preceding that was Shallow Grave by The Tallest Man on Earth and Little Sister by Nyko. And for all of you music fans out there, I assume if you're listening to WMFO in Medford, you can appreciate some free form, especially rock-based music. And I encourage everyone to check out and get psyched for the Danny Fields documentary that's coming out about the guy who was in the right place at the right time and basically discovered and made Iggy Nastouges, Nyko, Velvet Underground, the Ramones. He was so influential in making punk rock what we think it is today, and he was actually so mad that they did a documentary about him, because he hates the business part of it. It wasn't a business to him, and it wasn't about him. It was the fact that he was able to pull greatness out of these people that were, in the case of like Iggy Pop, drugged out, and they come into this, and he calls them up and says, get into the studio now and record, and that's where I Want to Be Your Dog came from. Like, he was pushing them, and everyone needs a coach, which is super interesting when you think about music in general, whether it's punk rock or our education system today that exists, or the infrastructure that exists to support music education and learning. We have examples like Whiplash culturally, where it's a kind of dictatorship, an extreme apprenticeship one-on-one. And then you have this kind of nebulous of, oh, it's just a loose community working on the same ideals. And I think there's a balance in between the two that we have yet to find. We described it last night during my dance composition class. Then the artistic environment on Tufts campus is akin to a vacuum. You know, we don't have a dance program really, and the SFMA just got integrated into the school, but is still taking classes on another campus. It's not necessarily an arts school with arts infrastructure, but there are all these people trying to create out of a vacuum what they think might be art. And the people that become coaches, the people that become the drivers of that culture, you can see people like Jesse Broder, who's going to be performing at the Middle East this Friday with American Symphony of Soul, coming out and through Tufts, influencing the styles and musicality of every single band that he touched. And that same style of creative input and output through a team environment, just by the skill level that you're bringing to the table, is something that I think is wonderful. And in the dance world, it's interesting to think about how you prepare your own body to be flexible in style and composition. You know, so many people get locked into what their vision is, that when it comes to creating music or creating a dance, which is the color for me to the music, it ends up being these flashes of lights in everyone's strengths, instead of making them blend in a way that can tell not a story, but have a pattern narrative, a thread. And so I hope you can hear the thread that will be coming through the sound waves this morning. This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Don't Make Me Dance. It's Thursday at 10:19 a.m. And I'm so excited to share with you this little journey of perhaps therapy, but of music that I've definitely been influenced by heavily growing up. Especially think back to the Sufjan Stevens, The Dress Looks Nice on You. He was the first artist that I actually felt a spiritual connection to. And we have the album bracket this week for WMFO, and one of mine is Age of Odds. And I think it really is compositionally one of the most true excerpts, snippets of what our generation is experiencing in terms of this vacuum being filled by theatrics and noise and repetition, these cyclical patterns. And you'll hear it throughout the lyrics of the album. I'll play one song off of it, I think, today. If given the time, I'll definitely slip one in. Yeah. The repetitive lyrics. Everyone's looking for their own personal chant, for a mantra that they can latch on to. Everybody wants a cheerleader and they want a coach in one. And I think music is a lot of that, filling that gap today. So it's really interesting to think about while you're listening to these next tunes. I'm also going to play a track right now from my friend John Merfeld. And I think it speaks to this, to a narrative that is therapeutic and an outpour for sure, but has a musicality that's defensible, I think. So check it out.
Says I'm delusional, illusional for not being. this is enough. It's appearing as though the jacket's on the other arm now, and I'm freezing, but I'm glad she's not freezing. If the point of all this was to build ourselves a home, then we've got a fine one, though it's no good for sleeping. I'm such a dweeb, I'm too clean for her mouth. The friends won't say so, but they pray we go south. The doctors all say there's nothing to do, but Em smokes more weed than the doctors in Boston do. The doctors all say there's nothing to do, but Em smokes more weed than the doctors in Boston do. Boston do. Boston. The doctors all say there's nothing to do, but Em smokes more weed than the doctors in Boston.
Do you have enough to fill? Fires broke the news. you take with numbers I won't dial. John, let me go. I can conjugate myself. If investigation fails, I'm on my way. When the coward sits alone again, feathers up, making sense is made impossible. Making you detect my aim, and when I'm answering, I've seen this before. You go changing things in a way.
Too much, 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 too much
That's the Sufjan Stevens, Too Much off the Age of Odds. And now, this.
How to feel good about yourself. Have you ever interacted with somebody and realized you couldn't stand that person without even knowing what his or her defect might be? If so, it's possible you despise that person because of some weakness in your own character. You probably aren't happy with him or her because they may also be experiencing some problem which you're facing. Though these situations arouse sympathy, in most cases it creates a lot of hatred, which blows off once you solve your problem. Now that you know there's a chink in your armor, you've got to fix it. You can fix it automatically if you're happy with yourself, no matter what flaws you might have. Now you've got to make sure this happiness doesn't stay inside you. It's got to show itself when you're with company as well. Otherwise, you'll appear as a sulky individual. Well, actually, you're not. The key is to maintain a healthy balance. You can deeply connect with your inner self if you engage in meditation every day for a few minutes. Your inner self will inadvertently affect your outer self, and that can create a bad impression among your colleagues and peers. So, here are a few ways to maintain the peace within you. Forgive and forget. It's human nature to make mistakes. Accept it as it is and forgive people when they make a blunder. Also, take responsibility for your own slip-ups. Only a strong person can admit his or her own weaknesses and work to improve them. Rest assured that your honesty will be appreciated, even if people seem hostile to you at first. Keep making loads of friends. If you're around a bunch of people all the time and you interact with them regularly, there's less of a chance that you'll become depressed. You can make loads of friends if you're willing to listen to their problems, help them in their times of need, and put the other person's interests ahead of yours. If you keep helping others, you'll know you're of use to someone, and that'll give you a lot of emotional satisfaction. Look for the silver lining in every problem. Life will keep hurling obstacles in your path, causing considerable stress and anger for you. To fight this, you must instruct yourself to think positively and look for the good aspects of every problem. If you feel your physical appearance is affecting you, do something to change it. You could add new clothes to your wardrobe, get a funky haircut to raise your spirits. If you love yourself for who you are, you'll find it easier to love other people for who they are. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. Everyone requires assistance at some point of time. They might just help you become stronger as a person. There's nothing better to boost your morale and feel good about yourself. So, always maintain the happiness inside you so you can spread it around. If you feel good about yourself, you can make other people see the goodness in you as well. So keep that smile on your face always.
Go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Andrew Jackson Jihad's Rejoice. Before that, you had How to Feel Good About Yourself, Change Your Brain. And we had mentioned the Sufjan Stevens, I Walked. The John Merfeld album, he goes to Tufts. He's a student here as well. So if you're around campus, there's a new celebrity you can say hello to. That's off his album that he released this summer to Spotify called Above Ground Cool. You can also find him on SoundCloud under the same name, John Merfeld. We have been playing a range of dominantly male kind of diary-driven therapy songs, and I thought that the little voice bit, the funny thing is the dogma of the change your brain, meditate, should feel like parody, but it feels akin to the same music we've already been listening to, in the sense that we're being told what to do. We want to be told what to do. We want to be guided. We want to be told what's right, because everything can be so confusing, what's right and wrong. We see in politics today even the attempt to pull to the extreme right or extreme left on both sides of the party has kind of driven this mass unsettlement and dissatisfaction that that people, it's tangible. It's tangible. You walk around, you can feel it. So I'm going to play more music now. But before that, I have to do a public service announcement, the first of which being numbers to think about. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP converted. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for less than half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means that almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. So think twice before you have something off the hefty heart attack grill menu. And then there are some pretty hilarious photos of burgers and cigarettes and soda. With sarcastic names. So, numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. The sources being the International Monetary Fund and the Kaiser Family Foundation. I think the point there in just spewing numbers at you with no context is that you should care about your health and attempt to do so. And you know what other type of health we want to talk about today is the health of the station. Here at WMFO in Medford, our budget has been cut significantly by Tufts University for the year, and we are asking for your help to help bring music in and out of the station. For example, we're having a concert this Saturday at 9 p.m. in Crane Room, hosting two Tufts bands and Wunderbar, a local Boston rock band. That's this Saturday, the 8th, at 9 p.m. in Crane Room on Tufts campus. And we are blowing our budget out to get this band on campus and to really bring a community together, which is, I think, what we're all talking about through music, song, dance. It's some sort of collective search for a voice within the masses. And come check out Wunderbar this Saturday. It should be fun. But donate.wmfo.org is the second part of which you can help support us. We'll be accepting donations at the door. There'll be raffles for ticket giveaways as well as swag, including t-shirts, keychains, whatever we happen to have, buttons, stickers, the usual, but always distinct WMFO brand right up in person and available this Saturday evening. And donate.wmfo.org is a great way to contribute to the Tufts community in a directly funded way. So instead of giving your money to the telefund or directly to Tufts, which then disperses the donations amongst various things of similar merit, but without as much accountability, you can know that every dollar that comes towards us will be used to promote freeform radio, including replacing equipment in the station, bringing bands to campus, recording music for Tufts bands and local community members and Bostonites, Bostonians in studio here. So keep it running, keep it freeform. That's my pitch for that. And now we're going to go back into some more Velvet Underground and go from there. So stay tuned. This is Don't Make Me Dance with Jane. And I'm so happy to have you here with me. So stay tuned and I'll see you next week.
Somebody shut the door. I knew where temptation lies inside of your heart.
You can talk during this.
I know where the evil lies inside of your heart. Well, get out of here. If you're gonna try to make it right, you're surely gonna end up wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, well, shut the door.
Ah!
It's only 8:45. The mirror's edge is inside of your heart. But she didn't pay a dollar tonight. I know where the razor's edge is inside of your heart.
Motown.
It's not even 5 feet. Well, if you're gonna make it right, you
you're surely gonna end up wrong.
You don't look like Marlon the Vandella.
Oh, she's gonna start it all over again. Somebody get her out of here. Electricity comes from other planets.
It's not that bad a solo. Four times.
Oh!
It's pretty together.
You can't stay here. You can stand your hand.
I can talk to myself this way.
Lock the door this time. I know where temptation lies. Inside of your heart. It's true. I know where the evil lies. Inside of your heart. She ready? But if you're gonna try to make it right, you're surely gonna end up wrong. All the homeless start again. Well, New York buildings are very high. At all offensive. Lock the door. You're gonna carry on at infinite length, my dear. The Pope in the Silver Castle.
Is that awful?
Hey,
that's fine. That's
in a booth.
Thank you.
cause a maniac to my vein leads to a sinner in my head, and then I'm better off than dead.
Hold the phone. I just realized, and I have to pay homage before I go, this is hitting me strong. Rod Temple$on died yesterday from heat wave, and there wouldn't be Michael Jackson, arguably, without Rod Temple. I mean, there, Temperton was everything. So let's play a track that he wrote now and see if I can squeeze in one more at the end. And I want to share a quote from him. So he lived a long life, though. He was born in 1949. So I have a favorite moment. The moment is when I finish the song. It's the biggest moment of all. Yesterday, it didn't exist on the planet. Today, it does. So rest in peace, Rod Temple$on. And here is a track that I grew up loving and will always love and think of you. So.
People not in day, living crazy, that's the only
Rod Temperton's Off the Wall. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.